Art as a spiritual path can help us knit together the ideas and convictions that guide our lives. It's about allowing the universal presence, what I call God, right, to come through us as the ultimate artist and who you have been called as a vehicle to reveal his or her truth and beauty through these arts. It has been said anything that happens within us which is related to our understanding of life and how life works and gives meaning to our lives could be described as spiritual. And so we're going to be talking about spiritual art. Creating art can be prayer, ritual, a remembrance of the divine. Awaken the creative force and connect with the divine source of creativity. Accesses inner wisdom, intuition, including both personal and community concerns. You find a path to meaning and understanding and honoring, celebrating, and giving thanks. So there's so much that this spiritual art can expose us to, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. So I'm very excited. We are, in fact, all artists, one way or the other, right? We all have those particular skills or talents, whether we're aware of them or not just yet. And that is, we have some medium to express ourselves. Some are able to use materials such as wood, stone, clay, paint, natural pigments. You know, we have architects. We have even those. Think about it. Art comes in so many forms, right? You're able to write the spoken word. You're an artist if you sing and you act. All of these things are expressions of source energy. And that's so exciting. That's what we're talking about today. And it is with great pleasure that I'm going to be welcoming in my guest today, Leah Young. Leah, well, she's been a friend of mine now for a few years, and it's been just a joy to be able to share with this as life causes us to expand moments that we have when we get together and the revelations that we have. And, you know, I've been watching her expand on her path, and it's just really interesting how she's come to this, and she will be sharing this with you, her art articulation. And so Leah Young, Articulation, will share with us her vision of soul art, right? And how it can help us manifest the life we want. Just imagine another tool to put in our arsenal of tools that will help us to expand, help us to discover who we truly are, help us to raise our consciousness. You know, I had a Facebook message today, and someone was asking this thing about, how do you find soul freedom? Well, it really is about raising your consciousness. And as you raise your consciousness, you really are able to discover who you truly are, not the facade, but you're able to peel away at that onion and get to the core of who you are. And I have a feeling today we're going to find another tool to add, and that would be this articulation indeed. So hello, everybody, and welcome into Affirmations for Living. I am your host, Reverend Edvige, and it absolutely gives me delight to be here with you, offering positive ways of living. It is your birthright, in fact, right, to live with passion and purpose and indeed to prosper. But it's a choice, and so we first must make that choice. Imagine, if you would, that right now, in this very moment, you can gain the confidence and the courage to do just that. So on my site, you'll see that I offer many tools and services to assist you on your journey. I have 13 categories of affirmations for you to choose from. In fact, I want everyone to know today, you know that I have the smartphone app for both iPhone and Android. It's called Awakened, A-W-A-K-E-N-E-D. And starting on Monday, I'm going to be sending out a free affirmation every Monday. So download the app today so that you're ready for Monday morning. You're going to get that app and the instructions on how to use these positive words to change and to reshape our life. Affirmations are amazing. And so as we're doing the work to purge and to transmute all of these things that no longer serve us, we say these affirmations, and you're going to say it daily throughout the day and say it with feeling, with conviction, knowing it to be the truth of who you are. And we're going to start with positive thinking, right? positive thinking. So starting on Monday, every Monday, you're going to receive a free affirmation to say every single day for 7 days and watch how it can change you. So you have to download the app Awakened so that you can start receiving that. So again, we have those 13 categories. We're going to start with positive thinking because moving into a new year, it's important that we do what? We begin to think in a positive way because that is how the universe works. When we're positive, the universe goes to work for us, bending, folding, and molding to bring that which is a match to us, to us. So as we think those thoughts, it goes out to the universe, to that psychic field. It finds everything that it's a match to, and then it comes back to us, for it is law. So we're really going to begin that process of understanding, and we're going to every week have a little bit more discussion on how we attract what we want. So get the app, download it. It's free. And Monday, let's begin repeating those positive words of encouragement daily, hourly, until we make the change and become the change that we want. So that's really exciting. Also, I have guided meditation, and meditation is important because how do we raise our consciousness, folks? We raise our consciousness by meditating, by spiritual practice, by prayer, by contemplation, all of these tools that I now have on my site. So you can get that downloaded on the site. And we also have MP3 lessons from my master series. I have more coming on board, so stay tuned to that. It's going to be really exciting. And of course, we have the one-on-one spiritual life coaching with me. In fact, I have a doctorate in metaphysical science, so it is my calling, okay? It is my calling to help, to give you the tools, to empower, to change your life. So, and actually offering, coming up in February, I'm going to be offering 15 free minutes of coaching with you when you pay for 30. So go to my website, affirmationsforliving.net, and go ahead and schedule an appointment. You can do it right there on the site. We can go through Skype, on the telephone, or in person. And for a 30-minute session that's paid, you'll receive 15 free minutes. So I encourage you to do that because it is, again, your choice. What do you want? Health, wealth, happiness? So visit today and let's begin to make that happen. So momentarily, we are going to bring Leah in, and it's going to be exciting. So stay tuned. The call-in number, before we forget, in case you have any questions, you know, figuring all of this out, you can contact me at 323-203-0815. Again, that is 323-203-0815. Hello, everybody. And once again, we are live. This is Affirmations for Living. And you know me, Reverend Edvige. My guest is with me today, Leah Young. Leah, hello and welcome, welcome, welcome.
Well, thank you. Hello. How are you today?
Obviously full of energy.
Yeah, very much so. But that's great because it's infectious. That's really great.
Yay. You know, it's so interesting. You just never know. Spirit all of a sudden will take over and you're like, okay, what's the message today? And it comes through and it's just joyful to be here and to be doing this. And so, you know, I thank my listening audience. I so appreciate all of you. And I thank you, Leah, for joining me. Now, we've known each other for a couple of years, and it's just so wonderful when we get together to just feel the expansion that life is causing us to have. And so, really, this is just another part of that expansion for you. Wow. So tell us just a little bit about who Leah is and what you do.
Wow. Well, thank you, first of all, for inviting me on to talk about what I'm doing right now. As you know, over the last couple of years, there have been a few evolutions, and right now I am most happy and comfortable following the fun of being a visual artist. I have, of course, been involved in the arts prior to now. I've been singing and producing singers and writing songs for quite a while. But I also have another side. I had a corporate life as a recruiter and a business as an executive search recruiter for quite a while, and then moved into what I call my people work. I moved into coaching in the early 2000s and ministry late 2000s. So there's been a lot of transformational work going on, mm-hmm. and I'm really, really excited and happy that all of these different avenues are merging, and that merger looks like soul articulation. That's what we're going to spend most of our time talking about.
Very cool. Very exciting. You know, isn't that just interesting how, you know, you never know where you are in your path is exactly where you're supposed to be. And trust me, it leads to the next step and the next step and the next step. And so you are truly, truly an example of that, because all of those things create who you are today. And that is soul articulation. So now, what exactly is that? And I love the word. So I have to ask you first how you came up with that before you even say,
well,
tell us what it is.
Yeah, there's been, listen, a lot, as you talked about expansion, spirit has been expanding my life for, well, forever, but with me being consciously aware of it now, there's just so many wonderful things happening. And I discovered the visual arts in early 2011 when I decided to go back to complete an undergraduate degree that had sort of just been languishing in my mind. And I thought that I would pursue more of holistic studies and more theology studies and world religions and all of that. And I somehow got pulled into the visual arts. Uh-huh. And what I do, you know how that goes, somehow.
Yes,
What ended up happening is through my exploration of the visual arts, I discovered that art is the way, or one of the ways, that the soul speaks to us. Mm-hmm. And I was doing some artwork. I was painting, and it just, you know how they say, it just came to me. It
yeah.
just popped into my head. I mean, we all know it's more than that, right?
Well, yes. Yeah, spirit
but,
loves
soul,
to talk.
That's where soul yeah. articulation came from.
Mm. So that's how the word came to you? How to, what to name it?
Straight from spirit. I was painting, and I had seen some visions of some shapes,
uh-huh.
a circle and a triangle and a square. And I was like, what does this mean? And I also saw specific colors, yellow and blue and red, and particular shades of these colors. And as I was painting them, the word came, soul articulation. Yeah.
Fabulous. Mm-hmm. Fabulous. Yeah. Isn't that just amazing when you really, you know, people are always asking me, well, how do I connect to my higher self? Get quiet and listen.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That quiet is definitely, it's the vortex where everything comes from. It's just really remarkable.
Yeah. And not to worry about what happened yesterday and not to worry about tomorrow, but it's becoming aware and staying in this present moment, and God is awake and alive, and you can connect in this present moment, and then you have something magical happen, like articulation.
Yeah.
And that's just
yeah,
fabulous.
Yeah, into it and let it happen. Absolutely.
Yeah, very cool stuff. So What is articulation?
Well, soul articulation, what we're doing is we are inviting people to explore what the secret treasure really is of their imagination.
Okay.
You know, what it really is not just fantasy. It is, I borrowed adapted my definition from something I read by Sean McNiff. I don't know if you know who that is, but
mm-mm.
Sean McNiff is the father of art therapy. And from what he said, I concluded that the imagination integrates cognition, our knowing, our ability to know, with our ability to create. So imagination becomes the composite of cognition and creativity. And if we use that with intention, our imagination with intention, mm-hmm. we get to see the unseen manifested. And I think
wow.
because we are creators, that's who we are, If we really lean into that, we can just create our whole lives from that space. We can create our healing from that space. And so soul articulation offers to our clients the ability or a medium, an outlet, to take their artistry, which they self-define. You know, we're not talking they have to be Picasso. Maybe they are. You know, maybe they are Picasso-like, but they don't have to be, you know. So they can take their artistry and from that artistry look into it and see who they really are. See what some of the emotional stuff is that they have that they can heal or transform. And then, you know, the sky is the limit, really. You know, which means there isn't any limit.
There's no limit, wow.
Yeah, there's no limit. So we use a number of different tools to allow people to really kind of build a relationship with their imagination and with their own artistry. What is that? Maybe for me, it turns out I really enjoy painting. But for you, it might be drawing.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Or clay or whatever.
Or clay or whatever. Yeah, and so we use a few different things to help people really kind of get in touch with that.
And so you don't really have to be a pro at this. Anyone who really is wanting – it's really – I think, and I said earlier before you came on, we all have an artist within us, and it's another tool. It's the tool to add to the arsenal for us to raise our consciousness. And when we raise our consciousness, the truth of who we are then is revealed. So this is a tool to help you to raise your consciousness. But you know what? It's fun because, folks, this doesn't have to be so, okay, I got to – okay, you know me. I say every week, meditate, meditate, meditate. But we also can have fun in the activities that we do to raise our consciousness. And this is one example of what that looks like. So,
absolutely. And you wouldn't believe how meditative it can be to be drawing or to be working with clay and creating with clay or to be journaling, all of these things. You know, so this becomes a living meditation.
Wow.
It becomes something that you do in action. And it's extremely exciting to tap into that inner artist and really, you know, you find yourself painting or drawing something and you're not sure why. You know, what is the connection? And so what we've done in soul articulation is to pull some things together. For instance, meditation, guided imagery, some use of sound, and perhaps not all of these things at once, but we put together exercises and we will become meditative, go into a meditative state, set our intention, and then begin to paint or draw or whatever the thing is, whatever the medium is that we decide.
Oh, very cool. Well, you know, as you're speaking, here's the thing. I'm hearing music and I'm seeing myself dancing and then sitting and starting to paint. Wow. Okay. I'm going to have to come over and experience this because I'm just getting such a clear vision of how this would play out for me. Wow. Fascinating.
Yeah.
So now, okay, do you have a studio? How do you do this? Do you come to people's homes? Do you have gatherings of people coming together and you go to their home and facilitate it? How exactly does the whole process work?
Well, everything is real. We're in development stages in terms of some of the ways that we reach people. But one of them is definitely to the art world has something called art happening. And that involves getting together with one or more people and doing something artistic. So we will definitely be creating some really fun activities where we can get groups together around a particular theme and then, you know, do articulate our souls through that activity. One of them that's coming up is February 14th, which we all know is Valentine's Day. For me, it's For me, it's more love day. It's about love, whether it's love of your friends, love of yourself, love of your pets. Love is love day for me. And so Eve Ensler, I'm sure you're familiar with her, the Vagina Monologues author.
Yes. Uh-huh.
She has put together a movement against or... more accurately, in favor of ending violence against women globally. And what she's encouraging us all to do is to dance, honey, you should mention dance, to dance on February 14th all across the world and to rise in support of each other, to rise in
the power
with one another.
The sacred
so what
feminine.
We're gonna do,
I love it. I feel the sacred feminine, the divine feminine rising
up.
Yes,
yes.
Oh, yeah, so, I like that.
So what we're doing is we're asking people to email us and to set an intention and to share that intention or affirmation with us for women globally and what it looks like for us to live peaceful, powerful, courageous, and strong lives, not in fear of being violated. What does that look like? And then I'm going to take those intentions and affirmations, and in ceremony, I am going to paint another in my series of the Goddess of the Golden Womb. I have a series called the Goddess of the Golden Womb. And so what I'm going to do on February 14th is I'm going to take those intentions and affirmations that are shared with me, and in ceremony, I'm going to paint another Goddess of the Golden Moon.
Lovely. Now, so give that email out because we need to know how to reach you.
The email. Yes. The email is rising, R-I-S-I-N-G, at soularticulation.com. And so that's S-O-U-L-A-R-T-I-C-U-L-A-T-I-O-N.com.
Fabulous.
So rising at soularticulation.com.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, how did you, well, you know, so there's so many questions. Okay.
I know. We got an hour.
I know. And I'm like, okay, I got to know. So how does art, you know, and I think we touched upon this, but I really want to get into the more in depth with it. How can art raise one's consciousness or shift the consciousness? Because people are thinking, okay, what exactly are you talking about? How can me drawing something have an impact on my consciousness? And, you know, I already alluded to it's another tool in the arsenal to raise your consciousness, but how does it raise your consciousness?
You know, and I think that's a great question, because in particular, if you're like I was when I began to get into the visual arts, I didn't feel I was an artist. I didn't feel I could draw. And I was just kind of going to put this interest to rest, right? I was going to take this class, and either I was going to learn to draw or not. But Spirit had some different ideas.
Mm-hmm. Spirit
different
is
ideas
amazing.
For me.
Yeah.
So art is a transformative process.
Okay.
It's shamanistic, if you will. You are taking and shaping reality, which is what a shaman does. You know, a shaman speaks to nature, acts in nature, changes nature. And so when one is painting or drawing or whatever your medium is, shaping the clay, you are creating a reality. You are shifting literally your awareness.
Mm.
And the other wonderful thing about art is that it taps directly into your emotions. And I call the emotions the fuel of manifestation. So if our emotions are not clear and vibrating highly at high level, or to speak more plainly, if we're angry, what we create when we're angry is going to carry that vibration. If we are love, if we are being love and in love, then what we create is going to be of a loving nature. And so art is a shaman.
Wow. Yeah. And so it really then becomes, wow, it almost feels like it is a way, you're putting the energy that's with, that's in you, and you're then putting it into whatever this art, this medium is, and that is sort of like, okay, I have the intention, and now I'm taking that intention and I'm placing attention on it, and that's the medium, and the end result, right, is what you've given attention to, and now it's going to go out and it's going to manifest itself. And
that's
so
right.
It really then behooves you to make sure, as I was saying earlier, that we're in a positive frame of mind so that we are creating something that we actually truly want to experience. Because as you move through the process and you're painting and creating, you really are putting your energy, you're putting your energy into it, and that is going to come back to you. And then you'll have to proof of it, because you're going to look at it, and you're going to look at it later on and say, well, what was I thinking when I created that? Well, guess what? You're going to be able to invoke that energy and that feeling once again later on down the road when you go back and look at it.
Yeah, and at the same time, it also can be an agent of catharsis. So if you are angry, then that anger has to come out of the body, right? That anger needs to come out of the body. It needs to be transmuted or transformed. It needs to be shifted.
Correct.
And so you can also do that through your art, through what you're creating. You can dispel that energy from your body. And so that might end up being something that you do not necessarily keep or retain, but you have gotten it out of your body.
So, in other words, a healing. So now here's a wonderful thing. So just imagine, because now we can really expand on this. So imagine if you have an ailment or you're having issues and whatever it looks like for you, if you express it on that, say it's painting, and we express it and we're drawing it and we're painting it and we're releasing it. And as we're doing this, we're acknowledging what it is, because it's bringing up the emotion in us, right? And we're feeling the emotion of it. We may even begin to cry, really. Then you look at this and you're like, now I released it, and now you can go and you can even go into ceremony and burn it or do something to really symbolize the releasing and the letting go of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This has such potential.
it's wonderful. It's really, really wonderful. And it began to click for me that the things that I had been doing, the work I had been doing with people as a coach and work I'd done with people as a minister, it all converged in this one truly fun and expressive activity. Which, and I say art and I talk about painting, but there's so much more to it. In fact, we use visual journaling as a primary tool in soul articulation. And so we deliberately visit some of these things, like this anger perhaps around a particular relationship. We deliberately visit with that and visual journal. We create pictures or paintings or objects which express that feeling and explores what's beneath that feeling. What, you know, where do we go with that? And how do we transform that? So it's not just about painting, but these activities are freeing and it's just so expressive. You know, and I thought, well, now this is the next level. This is the next level of what I've been doing. You know, a lot of talking with people and maybe using a collage or something or maybe using some sound. But here's a place where they all converge.
So then what does that look like? Okay, so someone comes to you. I'm coming to you, right? And as a coach, as a counselor, all of these things, you're going to sit down with this person and discuss what issues they may have, or you're not going to just say, okay, come here and hand them canvas and say paint. So how do we stir up those issues so that we can release them if that's what we need to do?
Actually, it's very much like the latter thing that you just said. What we do is we've designed exercises, and I have we're still testing some of the exercises, and we're going to do an audio piece, and there's going to be a series of video that people can participate and do their art, their expression on their own, their soul articulation independently without me necessarily being physically in the room. Okay. So one of the things that we would do is just let's talk about past, present, and future. And we would say, okay, this is the prompt for the visual journaling exercise that we're going to do. We're going to look at a particular time in your past, and we're going to look at a time the present time, a mm-hmm. particular instance of the present time, and then we're going to look at where you want to be, and then we're going to visually journal that. So
when you say visually what does that mean?
That means either paint. We're going to have journals.
Okay.
And we're going to we'll paint in those journals. We'll use nice heavy paper so that we can get it wet and all of that good stuff. And we'll paint a scene, whatever, or it might be a symbol, whatever it means to you. So say in the past something tragic or traumatic happened to you that you've not been able to let go, and there's issues around that. We're going to paint what that looks like.
Okay.
And then we're going to paint what it looks like to transcend that. Where do you want to be from that? And that's the work. Rather than as the traditional coaching paradigm where we talk about what the goals are, we are going to visually articulate what those goals are.
Okay.
And the reason that we're going to do it that way is because, as I mentioned before, art goes directly to the fuel, directly to the foundation of what's happening with you.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when we talk about things, we can intellectualize. The ego can get in and obscure things. The art transcends the ego.
Okay. Very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So we might just begin with a canvas. And I didn't fully answer your question when you said, how do I get to people? We do things via Skype. We are going to be doing some local fun shops here in the Las Vegas area.
Okay.
And then, I love to travel. So maybe we'll be going other places and doing these events, group events. And retreats.
Yeah, that's always fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like traveling.
For sure. For sure.
So, okay. I think I understand now, because I was trying to figure out what exactly does the journal. So you actually,
it's a tool. It's a tool, and it's one that you can use even outside of being in the group. In other words, you can continue mm-hmm. your work on your own because you have your journal. And you can always sit down and do a drawing. Or perhaps you're in a stressful situation that has really affected you. You can actually articulate what that feels like in your journal. Almost like we do when we write in our journal, right? But
exactly.
Instead, we're using pictures. Yeah.
So then that would then be some of the issues that people work through using the process. So anything that you think
anger,
of that you would actually sit
trauma,
and write about... Yeah.
Yeah.
You could actually draw it. And
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
You get right
to the heart of the matter in terms of sometimes you can't. I don't know if you've had this because I know you coach people, but sometimes somebody has gone through something really traumatic and they can't talk about it. They can't talk about it. So if instead the exercise is paint what that feels like, draw what that feels like, then what is underneath, what is subconscious, what is driving it can come out without having to be put into words.
Absolutely. They can feel their way through
yeah.
it as opposed to thinking
exactly.
their way through it. Got
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
As did
you
my audience.
It.
I felt that shift. So wonderful. So really, it's about any issue.
Yeah.
It's any issue. It's anything you could really
right.
draw your way, because, again, you're putting your energy into it, and that is the creation energy. So you are, yeah, that's very, very interesting.
Exactly.
So now the role of music, guided imagery, how Do you play music? What exactly, you know, how do all these things come together? And then if you're saying earlier that you do meditation, I mean, so again, you know, is this a movement meditation? Is it a, because, you know, I'm really a proponent of meditating. So is it a guided meditation? And do you then, what's coming up? So, okay, say you do a guided meditation and you guide someone to go to a particular place. Say they want to know about past lives. So let's assume for a moment you were in the Lemurian days. Would you guide them then down a path to Lemuria or to a past life and let them start to bring up what that looks like and be able to create and draw that? Are you able to do that kind of work?
I absolutely would. One of the most typical scenarios is that we do a few creative breaths at the beginning of the process. And by creative breath, I mean actually holding the breath for maybe a count of four and then releasing that at a count of four, because that actually triggers something in the brain which causes you to switch over from the thinking side to the feeling side, let's say, to be as simple about it or basic about it as we can. And then once we've gotten you into that relaxed place, then we'll take a guided visualization if we're going to deal with a trauma, I'll say, because I actually am creating a special circle for women who have experienced trauma of the wounded masculine. And by that I mean someone who has been abused physically or mentally or both, by a male, at the hands of a male. So we would get into a guided visualization that would take them to a safe place to release those feelings. And then once we've done that, we would begin the journaling process, either using paints or, you know, pen and ink or, you know, whatever medium we've decided we're going to use for that particular circle.
Wow. Really fascinating. Yeah. I mean, truly, truly fascinating. I love the idea. Gosh.
And we can customize it in so many different ways. So there will be a general 13-week process that will restart every 13 weeks with different people, or maybe the same people will want to continue as we process. I'll just say general emotions, because it won't be, we'll have different exercises each week that will lead us into working with another subject. So we've got a lot of different things that are going to be available in just a few weeks, because we've been working on this for a while.
Very cool. And okay, so now two questions came up. Okay, hold on. So the first one is a 13-week series. So, okay, give me the rundown of what the outline, obviously not the details, but so what are you addressing in each week?
Each week there's a prompt. Yes, so each week there will be a prompt. For instance, I talked about the past, present, and the future. Mm-hmm. We might do a series of I ams. If we're working with the idea of who we really are, when finish the sentence, I am. And then when you finish the sentence, you're going to not finish it verbally, you're going to finish it pictorially, you're going to finish it in the journal. And then we would actually do guided visualizations and meditations around that, and then paint or draw or whatever the medium is once again. So each week we'd have a different prompt that would inform the work.
Okay. Yeah. So you're moving through things. Wow. Very interesting. So now how long would a class be?
We would do an hour to 90 minutes.
Okay. And that's going to be meeting once a week?
Once a week. Now, for the trauma circle, which that isn't the name of it, but Spirit hasn't given me the name of it yet. So right now, with the circle where women are dealing with the trauma of the wounded masculine, we may do it every 2 weeks just to give people time to really kind of integrate with what they're feeling and what's coming through, so that they're not overwhelmed.
Absolutely.
There may be a live session and a virtual session, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then, of course, tools to go home and work with because this is a lot to go through. And so, yeah, you definitely need to go home and do your homework. So, you know, even though this sounds like it's fun, and it definitely is, there are aspects of it to be taken seriously because it truly is a tool for releasing. And so that's something to heed. Fascinating. You have a website. So before I forget, let me ask you to share your website or any contact information that you may have so that people can further this dialogue with you.
Yes, the website is www.soularticulation.com. And once again, it's SOULARTICULATION.com.
Okay.
And you can also email me at leah@soularticulation.com.
Perfect. So now you say that you're working with. So now are you working with some other women or people to put all of this together? Or is this your sole project? Or do you have collaboration going on? Because you know I'm nosy.
Not at all. Sorry. No. Yes. The soul articulation is my piece. However, it's interesting that you should ask that. But I have a group of soul sisters, and I like to think of you as one of those people.
Thank you.
What will happen is, as we do this work with the expressive arts, we will have those women who are in my inner soul circle available to apply the talents that they have. You know, somebody might need to work with somebody with movement. I'm not really, I like to move, but that's not my expertise. So then I could connect them to my colleague who does yoga and has Qigong and Tai Chi certifications. Mm-hmm. And, then we have someone who is a sacred feminine specialist. So I am absolutely collaborating with those in my circle who have a piece that can really help others, you know, that can really help with some of the things that may come up. People may not even discover they have something to work on until they've actually begun to journal.
Well, and that's the truth, because just imagine someone may show up like, okay, this is fun, I'd like to paint, and then get there, and before they know it, all of a sudden emotions are coming up that they didn't know that they had.
They've tapped into something, So I'll always keep, a circle of practitioners, healing practitioners and experts who can speak to those particular things. And if there are people out there listening to us who are interested in that sort of thing, definitely email me, at leah@soularticulation.com, because we're wanting to expand that network.
Also, I would say that if you have, a yoga studio here in town in Vegas, or even in your home, if this sounds like something that you would like to host, I think this would be a really wonderful thing, too, that Leah could come and you could host it in your home and have a group of your friends come together. So it's your personal circle of friends that are in your group. So let's create these groups all over,
Absolutely.
Don't. And that feels really good to have your own sacred space, have your circle of friends, and then Leah and that you come in and you facilitate doing all of this work. That feels really right and good.
That would be so much fun.
Would.
Have paint, have pencils, we'll travel.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. How cool would that be? Because all of these groups are popping up all over the place. Why not let's have an art group pop up where it is soul art? I love it.
Yes.
Very cool.
Indeed.
So do you have any other stuff you want to share with us? Because we're actually winding down. We have about 3 or so minutes before I have to start closing in. Yeah.
That just time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
Yes.
Actually, I do want to mention that I don't have the exact date yet, and it will be published on the website at soularticulation.com. But in March, there is a women's conference at the West Las Vegas Art Center and Library, and I will be exhibiting my own art at that event. And so if you pop by our website and sign up for the email newsletter, we can make sure that you get the exact date in March. And, of course, we're on Facebook, which is facebook.com/soularticulation. And we're on Twitter, but our Twitter address is twitter.com/soularticulate, because articulation was too long.
Too long. Yeah.
Now, gotta play by the rules.
Oh, exactly, exactly.
At least sometimes.
So, well, you know what? I like to make my own, and that's
too.
Okay. So if the rules that are already in existence work with my higher self, then fine. My higher self makes the rules for me.
I agree.
So now, your newsletter, is it a weekly newsletter, a monthly newsletter, and can we sign up for that?
You can sign up for it by going right to the homepage of soularticulation.com. And in the right-hand column, there's a little sign-up to put your email address in. And we won't spam you. We send out something at least once a month. We don't like to fill your box, but we at least send something once a month.
Very cool. And that's all about the arts and healing and creating.
What's happening? What are the circles that we're hosting? Bits and tidbits about art and soul healing and all of those kinds of things.
And eventually I'm seeing that participants sending in or taking pictures of their masterpieces and posting those on your site as well and in your newsletter, and perhaps having a picture of the month. So someone who just did something so dynamic that it becomes the cover for the month type thing. So how cool would that be?
Oh, yeah, that could certainly happen. Absolutely.
Uh-huh. It sounds like fun. I want to thank
it
you so
does.
Much, Leah. I'm going to actually call you on later after I finish up. But thank you so much. I want to thank you.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it totally.
It has been fun. But
right.
It's always good talking to girlfriends. So anyway,
marvelous.
I will talk to you soon.
Enjoy. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. All righty. Wow, that was absolutely wonderful. I hope you got inspired, really, to go out and to create. We are truly creators. And now we just have another medium in which to create. You know, we do our personal journal of writing all those words out. But now think about it. We can, through art, through what moves our spirit and brings us joy, we can create and watch how that begins to shift our energy. And then we are a match to it, right? And then we manifest what that is and what that looks like. So you can really begin to paint the picture of what your life looks like. That's what this has been all about. So Affirmations for Living, again, we are designed to help you create limitless opportunities. What do you want to discover? Your soul purpose, your joy, your self-worth? That is what I'm here to help you accomplish. So I invite you to, again, download the app. It's free. Awakened, AWAKENED. Remember, beginning Monday, which is a new month. It is February. What does that look like? February 5th. No, February 4th. February 4th, we are going to start sending out affirmations every week, free affirmations for you to begin to make the changes that will create the life that you want. And again, connect with me on Facebook, Affirmations for Living, on Facebook, Twitter, and people send me questions all the time. Feel free to reach out to me if you have any questions or concerns. I would love to connect with you. Until next week, this has been Reverend Edvige. You've been listening to Affirmations for Living. Be blessed.